Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
All right. We are going to get started in here. We have an amazing, I just love this. This is like a power talk today here.
You're absolutely power talk. That's probably the best way to describe
it.
We've got some major, major hitters today.
That's
I'm excited.
Right. I know. And if you are just going, hey, wait, what happened? I was just listening to the news downstairs and, on, KVTA. Well, guess what? You have tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. It is a feel-good station. So don't turn the channel. Just sit back and listen. You're going to learn a lot of fun stuff. And if you're a guy out there going, hey, wait a minute, you know, if you want to know what women talk about, think about, and want to know about, definitely stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm having a great day already. I'm pretty excited.
Oh man, my power's just like zapped through you. I've got Sharon in the studio. And Sharon, how are you?
Incredible. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay. So we are going to be having an amazing day. First of all, I want to let you know all the ways that you can connect with us because we are growing like leaps and bounds. One, we are on iTunes, and I need you to go out there and rate it and tell us what we're, you know, how we're doing and if you're enjoying it. So that's our new thing. Also, tune in to my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com, and you can listen live up in the right-hand corner. Or if you're just driving in your car and you want to be listening, just tune in to AM 1400 KKZZ. So there's so many ways. Also, Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. Definitely tweet to us and let us know what's going on in your world. And Facebook. I've been all over Facebook. I'm almost up to my goal right now. And I don't even know what's today's date.
The 22nd.
22nd. I've got a little bit longer. I know I'm going to reach it. So if you're out there and you're just tuning in and you're on Facebook, like us. Like us. I want to share the word and get this empowerment out to everyone. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, I want to let you know we are a positive talk radio show. If you haven't already noticed,
adding value every day in every way.
That's right. And it's a perfect way to start your day. So I do want to do a little shout out to one of my listeners, Lucy, out there. I met her yesterday. An amazing. This is like what I would call a power woman. And I mean, I just love it. I did her hair yesterday. She was one of my winners on my show. And 8 kids, 16 grandchildren. An amazing. She was so much fun. And that's probably the favorite part of my, you know, in fact, she's like, you should start Skyping with everybody so you could see who it is. And I'm thinking,
fun, yeah.
I'm going to incorporate that because I thought that would be so much fun. I would love to have, you know, all these different people so they could see me, I could see them. I think I just need to be on TV.
There you go.
Is that what it's all about? But anyways, so I'd love to tell you, today we're going to be talking Liza Monday, and her book is The Richer Sex. And it's not all about sex. It's actually about how the new majority of female breadwinners is transforming sex, love, and family.
We talked about that one day. There was a survey online, or it talked about the latest census showed such a huge change in the breadwinners in the home to the female side that in the article in particular, it was talking about how surprised people were, because just in the census, how that big of a change. It's really tremendous, and I think it's something to watch for. I think it's only going to continue to grow.
I do too, and you know, I kind of have flip-flops sides about this, because sometimes, you know, women have to take care of the children, even though I have an amazing partner, and I'm sure so many of us do out there, but you know, we still, that's been our job.
Well, I would say, you said women have to take care of the children, and that is changing.
Yes, there is a lot of stay-at-home dads now, right?
Yeah,
is what
so,
you mean?
So you, the predominant theme doesn't have to be that the woman has to be the one to take care of the children.
Right. Well, I always see myself, you know, or, you know, in my mind of a woman, a power woman, is, you know, you're all dressed up, you've got your briefcase, your baby bottles in one hand, and how do you do it all? How do we do it all? There is something superior about it, you know, and multitasking. And Matt's going, oh, my God, Kim, take it easy. So, but we've got Matt on our line here, our board. And if you have a comment or you want to add in to anything we're talking about, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And I want to remind you, if you want to be a part of my show in any way whatsoever, selling, if there's, I have so many opportunities out there. If you have something that you want to advertise on our show, there's so many things to do. And I would love for you to get in touch with our team at 805-419-0008.
Our guest in the middle of the show is Miss Robin Flipsy.
Yes.
And she is going to talk to us about our health, and she's a registered dietitian, and talking about how we're making food choices.
Yeah.
And what food's great for us.
Well, you know what it is? It's basically that, you know, one day we say, okay, we're going to start eating all this, and then all of a sudden the next day you see it on TV, that's no longer good for you, you know?
Right.
And so she's going to help us kind of decipher what is really good. So.
Well, and decipher for ourselves.
Yeah.
Not just what everybody else
because
is telling us.
Because you're absolutely right. Look at all those things you're allergic to right now. You just found out, right? And
exactly.
Some of those things are not bad for you. They're just bad for you.
Garlic.
Yeah.
I've been told I can't eat garlic.
I know.
Who knew?
I know. And then for the later part of our show, we have Jackie Warner and 10 pounds in 10 days. If you guys have any big things happening in your life and you just need to look better for 10 pounds of it, you know, she's going to help us through that.
And I don't know if you remember Jackie Warner. Yes, this is the Jackie Warner that had her own TV show. I can't even think of the name of it right now, but pretty fantastic. And
we're going to be talking to her.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we do have Liza on the line, and she is our first guest. And her book is The Richer Sex, The New Majority of Female Breadwinners is Transforming Sex, Love, and Family. And Liza, you have other books too, don't you?
Yes, I wrote a book, a biography of First Lady Michelle Obama that was published right before the 2008 election. And before that, a book looking at the changes in families being caused by reproductive technology.
Mm, all right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I welcome you to my show, Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you. I've been a reporter for the Washington Post for a number of years. I'm a working mother of two teenage children. And
power woman, I can tell, right? There you go.
Just a working mother.
You're a power woman, trust me.
Okay. All right. I'll let you have
just
that
say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
And I've been looking at gender issues for a long time, and I was very intrigued, you know, about a decade ago when you started seeing a few news stories about women outnumbering men on college campuses. And that just made me sort of prick up my ears, because I remember being in college in the 80s and being in the minority. And it just really made me wonder what college life felt like for these young women and what life was going to be like afterwards. And we now know that this generation of women is out-earning their male peers, that single women under 30 in most cities now make more than men. So the economic payoffs of that education are starting to show up for women.
How do you think that came about?
Like, yeah, that's
where that trend come from?
Okay, so there are a number of different factors. You know, up until the 1970s, there were a fair number of college campuses that were closed to women, and they began opening up in the 70s. Other things, though, were propelling women into college. I mean, one of the things that changed, certainly the social changes of the 60s and 70s changed women's aspirations, but also when the pill came onto the landscape, when reliable contraception came onto the landscape, economists have shown that women now had an incentive to invest in their professional futures. They knew that they could have a career and not have it be interrupted by an unintended pregnancy, and they responded. They responded by going to college and going to graduate schools and preparing themselves for a professional future. And their thinking about their future in the late 1970s completely changed compared to the way women had looked at their futures even a decade earlier. So in the 1980s, women drew even with men on college campuses, and they have been outpacing men ever since.
Wow.
Now, another reason for that in the working class communities is that many of these young men still think of themselves as providers, and they leave high school and they don't go to college because they feel pressured to get a job. And studies have shown that families will invest in their girls now. Parents are more likely to pay for their daughter's college education than for their sons. And they'll say to their sons, you need to get out and start working and earning. But the problem is that doesn't work in today's economy, because the other big change is the change in our economy, the loss of high-paying industrial jobs that used to be available for male college graduates.
So, you know,
positioning,
Liza, I have a question. So how does this affect dating and marriage then? This is a huge twist, right?
It is a huge twist, and people aren't expected for it. They don't realize what the numbers are. They don't realize that 40% of working wives now out-earn their husbands. So young women are looking at a completely different dating and marriage landscape. You know, a long time ago, women expected to marry up. Now, for the past 30 or 40 years, we've expected to marry laterally. We've expected to marry a man who went to college. And we've thought that, you know, in an ideal world, we'll be equal. We'll earn the same pay. We'll work the same number of hours. And young women, in fact, are looking at a landscape where there aren't enough college graduates who are male, and they're having to ask themselves, would I marry a guy who didn't go to college? And this is something women actively discuss.
You know, Liza, I want to just remind everybody, who, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Liza Mundy. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yes.
Yes. And her book is The Richer Sex, and it's how the new majority of female breadwinners is transforming sex, love, and family. Now, you know, what happened to, you know, I call it more teamwork, even though I think I'm a power woman. I can do a lot. I can multitask. But what happened to that teamwork where we grow together? Because, you know, essentially when my husband and I got together, you know, I had a salon. I had a couple things. He hadn't had his business yet, but we grew it together. And so it wasn't competitive. I think that's what we really need to get back to, is being teams. Because once that we take the step that the women are greater than the men, I think we're going to lose our teamwork, because I think we always have to still make sure that our men feel strong.
Well, that is true for sure. But I think many, the couples where this works out is couples where they do see themselves as a team. And when the wife gets a raise, it's viewed as the family getting a raise.
Okay, there you go. I like that.
If the husband is at home running the household, the wife respects that and is grateful for it. And they're all pulling together for the sake of the family. And I talked to a wife who said of her stay-at-home husband, he is a provider, because provider has a wide definition, and it's not just about money. It's about
right.
nurturing and love and cooking.
And there's levels of your teamwork. So one, if you know, maybe they didn't go to college, but they have, you know, those are the gifts that I talk about that you already have inside you that just come easy to you. So maybe the wife is more organized and the husband can go out and provide, or, you know, vice versa. That's where the level, it's almost like a teeter-totter relationship.
Well, and also couples can trade back and forth. I mean, I think opportunities for men are expanding. And I, for example, I interviewed a married couple where she graduated from college and they got married. They were high school sweethearts. And then she inspired him to go to college.
Yeah.
And he's perfectly prepared to invest in her career and facilitate it. But he's not, you know, slacking off around the house. He's improving his own prospects as well and views her as an inspiration.
I love that. You know, I know we only have a few minutes with you, but I want to just get down to what are we going to find in your book?
Well, you're going to find chapters on, you know, the struggles and tensions this can create, sort of the surprising way in which women can sometimes have an adverse reaction. But ultimately, you're going to find an optimistic message that it's good for women to be economically empowered in relationships. This is a new thing for us. And that people are going to adapt in all sorts of different ways. It's a good thing for men as well. But we're going to see all sorts of interesting adaptations. Women marrying down, so to speak. Women jumping on airplanes and traveling to different cities to try to enlarge their dating pool. You know, we're an adaptive species.
Right, and we are.
And we will adapt.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing, too, is a rise of female entrepreneurs and women saying, I want to, there's something more I want to be doing, and this is what I want to put my time, effort, energy behind, and they're creating their own businesses left and right.
Yeah.
And they often do that because it'll give them the flexibility to be a mom and work. If
exactly.
the workplace isn't going to do it for them, that's one key reason why women are starting businesses. And then they succeed, and they may find that their earnings, you know, are even higher than they had expected.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because I know this goes back a long time. You remember that song, I Am Woman, Watch Me Roar? Because that's
I feel.
And I just, I mean, really, there's just so much that I can't, I want to, like, experience every situation. And yet, at the same time, I'm very happily married. I've got four children. I've got a heavy load. But let me tell you, I make time to make sure that I'm living life at the fullest, at my fullest.
Well, and I think there's a different philosophy out there for women. I know for me, I grew up thinking, I want to know I can take care of myself. And that meant providing myself a home, a life, whatever.
Oh,
and if I met a man,
point.
Wonderful.
You're gonna,
but
he's going
to
enhance you.
Exactly.
And that's so true.
And by the age of 30, I had bought my first home. So there is a different energy,
you know,
about what women are meant to
Prudence,
do.
And Prudence, what you're saying is, you know, and same Liza, is that my parents always taught me you want to always make sure that you can take care of yourself. You know,
it's good.
Well, that's what women have been told, but now they have to understand you may be taking care of other people as well.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. Well, I know we only have a little bit of time with you. Where do we find your book?
Oh, my website, www.richersex.com, or, you know, hopefully it's at your bookstore, and it's certainly on Amazon.
And I have to tell you, it's beautiful. It's my colors. It's hot pink and black, and those are my colors. So,
I've started wearing those colors, too.
Me too. Not today, but I always have those colors on. That's my whole website. Anyways, well, I love talking with you, and I'd love to have you back on and talk more, because there's so much more I could add to this.
Anytime. I'm glad to.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, Liza. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence and Sharon. And we got Matt on our board. If that just lit up your lights out there, you know, and, you know, you got some thoughts on it, give us a call at 805-639-0008. Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffman, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. I'm going out tonight.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are joining us here. A positive way to start your day. So we have our next guest on, and Robin, are you there? Robin Flips?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. And you are a registered dietitian, correct?
Correct.
And what are we going to be talking about today? Because we're so confused. Is it good for us? Is it not good for us?
That's what we're going to talk about. How to get past the headlines and the scare tactics that are used in some of the sound bites that we hear so that we don't get alarmed unnecessarily and know which foods we can continue to enjoy, because very rarely do we have to abandon a food based on a single study.
So I'm going to just start off right now. I love Coca-Cola. Just once a week, okay, I have a Coca-Cola. I don't know. I still love it. I hear so many terrible bad things about it, but I like to have, you know.
Well, if you're having one a week,
well,
is one
two.
Thing. Right, but you're not waking up with a 2-liter bottle of soda instead of coffee to make it through your day.
Correct. What's your thoughts on that, Robin?
Well, I agree with what I just heard, that we're talking about a perfectly safe beverage, Coca-Cola, or the diet versions and the sweeteners that are in them are safe. They're FDA-approved ingredients top to bottom, and there's no reason to fear these drinks.
Wait.
In small quantities.
Yeah, everything in moderation.
Right,
but I heard that the diet drinks are bad for you.
Well, you may have heard that because they do take a beating in the news. But again, the Food and Drug Administration has approved the sweeteners that are used in the drinks. They are calorie-free, so for people who are trying to manage their diets and control calories, they give them a reasonable way to enjoy something that tastes sweet without calories. And there's actually studies that show that people who choose diet drinks tend to make better or healthier food choices overall, because they obviously must be paying attention to calories and food in some way that leads them to make other healthy food choices. But those diet drinks themselves do not cause any illness, and they aren't harmful to us. And if we want to get back to that point about quantity, well, that's true of everything. And that's a discussion I also feel is important, because there is no food in that whole food pyramid, or whatever shape it is now, the My Plate, that you can have all you want whenever you want.
So where do we begin? Besides soda, because soda, I think you can go either way with school of thought about something like that. But food. Let's talk about real food. Where do we begin? How do we know what to believe and not to believe?
Well, we do not want to believe headlines or sound bites, only because they are written to be kind of sensational and very sexy and very dramatic to draw us in. So if that's the only thing you heard, if you heard, you know, coffee causes cancer, don't stop having coffee. Wait to get the rest of the story. And when you read it or listen to the full news report, what you'll find is the researchers are very cautious in drawing conclusions like that. It's never the scientists who are saying, and therefore don't drink coffee. They will conclude by talking about what the limitations of the study were, what the population was that might not be applicable to the general population, and also have to explain if their research comes to different conclusions than the body of evidence that's out there. They pretty much have to explain why. It may be their methodology was faulty or something else about their study design. But for the headline, it's always written by, you know, journalists who want to attract attention, not scientists who want to tell a story. And when you consider any food that's now available for, you know, consumption, if you're not abusing that food or eating it in excess and therefore leaving out other foods because all you eat is meat and you're not having any carbohydrates, or all you eat is salad and you're not having any fruits and dairy products, then you can pretty much allow for any food to be part of a healthy, sound, and balanced diet as long as you're addressing the quantity, the frequency, and the serving size.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking to Robin Flips. Robin, tell us a little bit more about yourself. I know you're a registered dietitian, but tell us a little bit.
I am a registered dietitian and an author. I've written a couple of books, and I write a blog that's on the healthgoesstrong.com site. And I am a consultant to a number of food and beverage and pharmaceutical companies where I pretty much do as I'm doing now, answer questions consumers have or people have about foods and products that are out there to be able to make good decisions in their lives about what to eat. And it isn't my job to dictate what anyone eats, but to give them the concrete, sound information that we now have based on the available evidence as to what it makes up a good diet. And it hasn't changed that much. That's the fascinating thing. We get this new, you know, dietary guidelines every 5 years, and it's now a plate instead of a pyramid. But for the 25-plus years I've been in practice, I can tell you that the basics of good nutrition have not changed.
What about eating, like, too much salt or too much sugar, or, you know, and what is too much?
Okay, well, that's the key. Too much is the problem, and the too much for the salt question comes in with the fact that many more people are eating more of their meals away from home. So they're getting food that's been prepared in restaurants or takeout or fast food where there may be more salt in it than they would ever use if they were preparing that same dish in the house. And it's a change of where the food's coming from, right? And if the food industry, you know, is so inclined to reduce levels of sodium, I'm sure they will. But the public has been unwilling to buy the lower sodium foods when they've been put on the market.
Right.
Well, don't label them lower sodium.
Right,
well,
exactly.
That's, right, yeah.
That's a great point right there.
How they label it.
Right. I know Sharon had a question.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what your views are on organic foods versus non-organic.
Yeah, and is it worth, you know, where is it worth spending the money on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, just to clarify for your listeners, it's organically grown versus conventionally grown. And what we end up with is food that, once it's organically grown, can still be abused, or you can eat too much, or what I always find shocking is when I go through the organic sections of the grocery store and see organic corn chips and potato chips and all kinds of snacks and so on, that in my view, it doesn't matter how they're grown, those still have to be used in moderation. So the quality of the produce in particular is not nutritionally superior to the vitamin and mineral values in the produce that's conventionally grown. So it's a personal choice. Some people just feel more comfortable with it. And if you have concerns about residues on the conventionally grown food, of course you should and can rinse it, wash it, spray it in order to remove most of those. But it isn't something that even leads to illness that you might eat a regular apple and not wash it. I mean, we don't have any evidence that that's causing any harm or illness to anyone.
So how do we know what food to buy?
Well,
what do we buy? What do I eat?
Okay. Don't worry about the little details like how was it grown and how many, milligrams of some pesticides on there. Count how many vegetables you eat a day. And we know that we're recommending right now that people have 3 to 4 cups of vegetables a day. And if you can get those in, it does not matter if they're organic or conventionally grown, canned, frozen, dried. If you get those 3 to 4 cups of vegetables in a day, you're going to be better off for it. And the 3 servings of fruit and the number half your grains as whole grains. Those are just choices you make on the big scale. Are you eating enough vegetables? Are you eating enough fruit? Because if you're not getting enough fruit because it's your choice to only eat organically grown, and it's too expensive or not available, or you ran out.
Then you're doing yourself harm, right?
Right. I would say that's so much worse than at least go pour yourself a glass of orange juice or go eat some dried apricots.
Or plant your own plants in your backyard. That's what I'm doing. You know, that is like the most amazing. That's organic right there, as long as you make sure your gardeners aren't, you know, putting bad stuff on it. But you can buy seeds, you can buy plants. There's just, it's so at your fingertips. So
right.
Well, thank you so much, Robin. This has been amazing. Where can my listeners find out if they have a scare about something and they just want to go and find out if it's safe or not?
Well, they should definitely go to a trusted source, meaning a reputable site, not some of the websites that might actually make their fears worse. So I like to recommend healthfinder.gov. I like beverageinstitute.org, or go to the USDA site, which is choosemyplate.gov, because that does give you a way to individualize your diet and figure out how many servings of vegetables a day do I need, and come up with a balanced diet that also includes plenty of physical activity, which is the whole other side of this healthy eating program.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on my show today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
You got it. All right. We've been talking to Robin Flips, and she is a registered dietitian. You know, it's interesting. How do you guys, do both of you, are you really, like, well, now with all your allergies, Prudence, right? But do you consciously pick what you eat?
Yes.
Yes.
Mostly,
yeah. But, like, what are your downfalls? Let's just put it out there. What are our downfalls when you know, is there something that if you buy it, you're like, oh, God, why did I buy this? Now I just got to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I have. I'm usually pretty good. I just don't buy it, but, you know.
Once in a while, right?
Yeah, I have a sweet tooth, so I have to be
candy?
Really careful with that.
Chocolate?
Yeah, chocolate. Mostly.
Oh, you're a chocolate.
Yeah.
How about you, Prudence?
Mine's the same. I don't tend to buy it as much and have it in the house, but it would be chocolate or ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh,
something
yeah.
Like those lines.
Well, you know what's funny? Okay, so mine, you know, can be like hot tamales or, you know, M&Ms, those M&Ms when you're doing entertaining and you have them in a bowl and you think that you're going to get rid of them. And I'll just do one. I'll just do another one. You know, those kind of things. So now I buy them in smaller quantities so that it is one in a bowl and you know you're not going to eat a whole big thing of it. But you know what? I think the biggest thing is having lots of color on your plate, and I'm trying to do, I love a good steak, right? But I don't eat the whole thing anymore. We cut all of our steaks in half now, and
yeah, we actually weigh our
weigh
our protein out. Yep, and it really helps because then you know how many calories you're taking in, basically, and I think it's really easy too because then you know how balanced your diet is because you.
I guess that would be a really good thing because you think that mm-hmm. you know, even if you're going half of a steak, but what if it's a big steak and so you still have more than you should? So how much meat do you balance out?
I do 4 and my fiance does 7 ounces at a time. And so we'll cook all our meat like for the week and then we just reheat it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you pre-plan, it's easier to stick with it.
It is. It's a lot easier.
I love the quote, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's if you already know that you've got certain snacks, like this morning I grabbed my bag of almonds to have in the car because as I'm running around today, I know I can have
You're
almonds.
You're not going to be running around today, are you?
Yeah, right.
I never run around, okay?
Right.
But
you have to plan because if not, then it's easy to say, well, okay, I'm going to cheat today. Well, then, okay, well, I'm going to cheat tomorrow. Well, okay, I'm going to cheat till I go to the grocery store. You have to already have... Change what you have in your home. Change what you have that you can grab quick snacks.
Right. Sharon, I'm really interested. So you actually weigh out all your food and then you cook all your meat ahead of time?
Yeah. We'll cook usually once or twice a week as far as like the meat goes. But we make a lot of different things.
So you like say meat. Let's just say Sunday night you have what kind of meat?
We'll cook like a whole bag of. Frozen chicken breasts.
Okay.
And we're doing organic now. And we'll make lots of different things out of that. We'll make
stir fry or
tacos, you know, grill up some peppers and onions and use corn tortillas with that.
Yeah.
We'll make, you know, once in a while pasta dish with it or just have it with rice or sweet potatoes.
So it will last you a whole week?
Yeah. I mean, depends on how how much we cook it.
Well, and there's two of you, right?
Yeah.
So it's not for a family of six that she's probably cooking
Try
for a whole
10.
Week.
Try 10. Yeah, right. We always have lots of friends over, and they finish every last drop, let me tell you. Although, you know, we do sometimes have leftovers, and I'll throw them in. I'll be creative of putting things together, you know. Or you make a whole dinner and nobody comes home. How about that?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I try not to do that very often. But then everybody will say, what's for dinner? I like last night's dinner, you know.
I try and keep some good frozen vegetables, some other frozen options, because it makes it quick and easy.
Yeah.
Is always a good habit, too. I was told, and I guess we can go check this out, see if it's reliable, but frozen vegetables have a bit more nutrient to them because the nutrients that are in them are flash frozen at the time that they're picked and selected, so that they're better for you than like canned, and at times they're better for you than even fresh, just because the fresh over time loses its nutrients. Once a vegetable or fruit has been taken from its source, it begins to lose its nutrients.
Oh, that's interesting. I would think that fresh is the best. Then frozen could possibly, but then canned.
Depends on how fresh you get it. So if you're getting it fresh from right here, you know how you can stop in at the little shops where they just pick up the farmer's markets.
Right.
It's super fresh. What you get in your grocery stores that's come in and been shipped from somewhere else, you don't know how long that's been from its source.
Well, you can look at it if it's yucky.
Right, but that's the pesticides and the chemicals and the stuff they put on there.
Yeah. Ripe, typically, at a grocery store.
So it's been sitting there for a long time and all the nutrients. So just in the air, it starts to disappear.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
As soon as it's cut from its source. Yeah.
Kind of like a baby. As soon as it's cut from the source, you know, it's funny because I always tell my kids, four kids, you know, I gave each part of them a part of my brain, right? You know, they just take it off and they're going, right? So anyways, well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. And, you know, if you have anything that's interesting to talk about, give us a call at 805-639-0008. And also, if you're on Facebook right now, leave me a little message. If you're streaming us, and tell us what you think. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One way or another, I'm gonna win you. I'm gonna get you.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad that you are starting your day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We have our next guest, and Jackie Warner, 10 pounds in 10 days. And we were just talking, Jackie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How Hi. Are you? We want to know if 30 days, would you have 30 pounds?
Well, it's funny that you should ask because this is actually a 30-day program broken up into three 10-day phases.
Oh, there so, you go. Nice. Okay. Okay.
Exactly. I could not just do a book where you lost 10 pounds in 10 days.
Thank you, because what if we need a little more than that, right?
Exactly. I have to be all-inclusive for really everyone. And I always write my material, whether it be for magazines or books, and to be all-inclusive and to really incorporate everybody's lifestyle. But anyway, so if you have only 10 pounds to lose, you do the first 10-day phase, and then you go on to maintenance program, which is key for long-term lasting weight loss and health. Or if you have more weight to lose, we talk about it in the book, and you just go on to the second 10-day phase and then the third 10-day phase and then to maintenance.
Yeah, I love your book. It is so easy. I mean, you've got, you know, how, you know, your weight or your measurements, you know, your frame, right? If you're a small frame, a mid-point frame, or a large frame. And then for women and men, you also have shopping in here, you know, a grocery list. You've got exercises that they can watch you do it. I mean, really, you've done an amazing job.
Thank you. I have to tell you, this is the simplest diet and exercise program you will ever follow. It is so, so simple.
Okay, so I'm sure all my listeners are excited. Let's just get down to business here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
How is it simple? Tell us.
Yes, tell us where we start.
Okay. First of all, I give you a grocery list. In the beginning of every 10-day phase, I give you a grocery list, exactly what you need at the grocery store. You go to the grocery store. You buy already prepared foods. This is key. There is no cooking in this book. These are already prepared foods that you can get in any grocery store across America. And you simply come home. You eat what I tell you to eat. And you put those foods
you do what I tell you to do, right?
Yeah. For those 10 days. And you will get success. Trust me. But it's just so simple. I take all of the saboteuristic thinking out of it, all the human nature that tells us, well, maybe I'll substitute or maybe I'll try it my way. There's no your way. It is completely what I tell you to do and you're going to succeed. And I think that's very important. It's interesting because I had a full-time researcher and that researcher pulled a lot of information, like psychological research, and found that if you make it this simple and you take all the thinking out of diet and exercise programs, that you have the highest rate of success. And I can tell you, people are going to really succeed on this program, even more so than my first book. I really feel that way.
And what was your first book? This is Why You're Fat and How to Get Thin Forever?
Exactly. My first book was 14 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It was really, really successful. People really lost on average 30 to 50 pounds on that book without putting much thought into it. It was a culmination of everything I've learned in my career. There's just so many secrets.
So let's talk about your career for a second. Just if anybody's just tuning in right now and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking to Jackie Warner. And, you know, you've had a whole career. So let's just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, my career spanned over the course of 15 years. I opened my first gym about 15 years ago, and it was called Lift in Beverly Hills and a physical therapy center. And then I opened a second gym in Beverly Hills in a physical therapy center called Sky Sport and Spa. And that's where my first Bravo show workout was filmed, primarily. So people got introduced to that concept and that sort of medi gym through, the TV show. I had 3 seasons of workout on Bravo and then 1 season of Centervention on Bravo. But I do countless appearances. I do a lot of entertainment shows. I'm guest editor for a lot of fitness magazines. I'm constantly doing photo shoots and writing for fitness magazines and blogs.
So when do you find time to work out?
I work out every day.
You do?
If I didn't have my workouts, I would not be able to sustain this kind of lifestyle. I would not have the energy. And that's what people have to understand. Workouts are energy giving.
You know, you were saying in your book, in one part of your book, you say that workout is actually your drug. Correct.
Workout is an intense workout. Once you get connected to it and you get that sort of inner fire burning, it's everyone's drug. I'll tell you why. Because it releases serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine in your brain. That's what most people take medication to mood stabilize or as antidepressants. They're looking for those chemicals, and that's released through little bursts of intense exercise.
Now, Jackie, where did your passion for exercise, health, and helping people with health, Where did that come from? What started it all?
Well, really from healing myself. When I was young, my first year of college, I moved from a really small Midwestern Christian town to Los Angeles to go to school. And I literally was like dropped in maybe the worst neighborhood in L.A., in East L.A., because my school was downtown L.A. And I had a complete culture shock and a complete meltdown. And what I would do is I would sort of, you know, I had emotional cravings, and I would eat fast food. There's a fast food restaurant across the street from my dormitory. And I would eat for breakfast fast food. I'd come home from school, and I'd eat fast food for dinner. So I went from about 114 pounds to 169 pounds in 3 to 4 months, which is a terrible stress on the body.
Wow, yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of weight gain. And what really triggered my weight loss and just healthy lifestyle in general is because I couldn't believe how much my personality changed being a heavy person. I could not believe it. I felt more shy. I wasn't as confident. I didn't give people direct eye contact. I was constantly covering up. I felt, you know, ashamed. And so I sat down in my dorm room one day, and I just cried, and I just said to myself, I have to make a change, or I'm not going to be the kind of success that I want to be in life. And so I started walking the 42 blocks to and from school.
How many blocks?
It was about 42 blocks when it goes to and from school. So it was like 21 blocks each way. And I started walking that and not taking the bus in the morning. And then I started, which I had to get up, you know, an extra, you know, hour in advance to school. And then I stopped eating the fast food, and the weight just fell off. And then, of course, that got me really interested in just nutrition and ways that I can help myself.
Okay, I'm inspired. I'm like sold. So where do we start? You're okay. I'm there. So, and if anybody's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Jackie Warner, and I want 10 pounds off in 10 days. So tell us where to start. I mean, we're all just biting at I could just feel it, you know, because there's so many people that is their biggest problem, and yet we don't invest in ourselves. So tell us how we can.
Well, you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision for yourself that you really want to see what your best self is. And you want to, you know, it's the age-old question, how do you turn self-loathing into self-loving?
Mm.
And, you know, I lay out principle of eat, move, believe. And everything in the book speaks to either eating, moving, or believing, or all three of those things. And believing is just creating a strong psychological tool to help reframe your thinking about yourself. You must change that thinking. And the best way to change the thinking about yourself is just setting a small goal, which I give you examples of what realistic goals are, not unrealistic goals, which we seem to be full of in this society, but realistic small goals. And achieving that goal on a daily basis, that's what creates that loving oneself. And so I give you a lot of little tools in this book and secret tips on how to really change your thinking and therefore change how you want to treat yourself, because that's really what it's about, is what
you nailed it right there. And you know what? I don't understand. As women, we take care of a lot of people around us, our families, our kids, our parents, or, you know, I mean, on and on and on. And sometimes we're always last on the list. And so mm-hmm. I like that, you know, this is, it seems simple. It seems, you know, even if you do it one day at a time, 10 days at a time.
Does it help you at all with integrating it into your family? So it's you doing it, and are you able to teach your spouse, your children, kind of healthier ways based on the book?
I firmly believe, yeah, 100%, but I firmly believe it starts with you. Just like it started with me and my journey, it starts with you. So if you're a busy mom and you've got 2-3 kids and you're constantly putting your family first, it starts with you. You just need to sit down, make a determination, read my book, start doing it, change your chemistry within 24 hours, because that's about how long it takes. It's amazing. The body is a perfect machine if you give it the right fuel. And start with you, and then your family, they're going to see what you're doing to yourself, and they're going to respect that, and they're going to start wanting to follow suit.
So true.
My example.
That's so true. I'm looking at built-in goal setting. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is get a journal, right?
Journals, they all studies show that having a journal and just writing down your thoughts at the end of the day, or, you know, setting a goal for yourself at the beginning of the day, is extremely helpful. But when I say a journal, you know, first of all, you don't have to have a food journal in my book. You don't have to have even a workout journal in my book because, you know, again, I tell you everything to do and when to do it. But when you're in your maintenance program and you just want a healthy lifestyle after you've reached your goal weight, then I think journaling is really critical.
There's small goals
you can set up for yourself. Here's one. Have 2 to 3 liters of water a day because guess what? It actually boosts your metabolism by about 33%. That is a small, very achievable goal.
Wow. Now, why is 900 is the magic number?
That's the research. My program, actually, we start at 950, but the research shows that 900 is the magic number. We just did a tremendous amount of research that sort of showed many of the universities across the nation and around the world have done the research where 900 calories, or quite a calorie deprivation, you would consider that to be, actually really, really did boost the metabolism as long as your foods were very nutrient-dense. So that's the key to this diet. You have to eat 5 meals a day, and they have to be very nutrient-dense, or as I call superstar foods.
And so what are some of those superstar foods? Because most of the time, we know, if people look at their diet, come on, you know what's good for you to eat
you
and
what's
not
messing
good
you
to
up,
eat.
Right?
If it's
what you're
food,
saying.
If it's food, vegetables, meats, grains, it's one thing. If it comes in a box that has been sitting there for over months and months and in preservatives, it's not food. So what are some of these superstar foods that you can tell us about?
Great question.
Well, that's a good point. First of all, I do promote eating organic and free range. And so some of my superstar foods are, for instance, half a grapefruit, which contains the secret ingredient naringin, which is a major fat burner. An apple, so simple, it's a good portable snack, contains pectin, major fat burner. 2 eggs a day with the yolk contain lecithin in that yolk, major fat burner. Half a cup of oatmeal. These are things that you should be incorporating in your daily regimen.
And do you have all this in your book?
Of course.
Yeah. And where is that?
She tells you everything.
Yeah.
Everything to do.
She tells you everything.
Scary dairy. Uh-oh. What's scary dairy?
Scary dairy. This is, I couldn't believe all the research that was coming out against dairy. So it's pretty safe to say that the milk industry is not going to be contacting me for an endorsement. Because you know, I scare the pants off of you in this book about dairy. You know, we shouldn't be actually drinking cow's milk or cow's dairy.
Do you know, I've heard that before. Wow.
Yeah, we really should be focusing on organic and free-range meat and dairy supply. I do allow you to have in my program Greek yogurt, which is very low in sugar. But even cow's yogurt is not good, and it's very high in lactose, which is milk sugar. Look, a cup of yogurt can have as much as 24 grams of sugar. That's
wow.
equivalent of like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, and I'd rather have that, right? No.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. I'd rather have a slice of cheesecake than a cup of yogurt.
Exactly.
And, you know, you're just not getting it. That is not a good diet food.
Well, the other thing I've been told, especially with dairy, cattle dairy, is it contains enzymes to help small calves become large cows.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
There's enzymes even within the system that, and so there's other forms of dairy like goat, sheep, but that there's other enzymes and other
That's
little
scary,
things.
Right?
That
hormones.
Think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and yeah. hormones, exactly. Mm-hmm. You have here reactions to milk have been implicated in conditions including
cirrhosis,
asthma, eczema, mm-hmm. arthritis, irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, that right there, you know, and also what dairy consumptions also are linked to heart disease, strokes, diabetes, and obesity. That's amazing. So, I mean, those are really good things that we need to know right there. Oh, we just lost her. Huh. Okay. Well, okay, maybe we'll get her back. If not, but, you know, her book is amazing. I mean,
it's really fascinating. And, you know, I watched some of her shows before. I don't think it's on now, but I always liked her approach. And, well, what I see what she did, at least in the gym, was very hardcore workout, which I always enjoy is when I have a personal trainer and really get to do that. But it sounds like from this book and just perusing it, she really lays it out for you. I mean, the pictures here and showing you how to do the exercises, there are pictures. It's full of pictures. It's full of grids. It's full of of checklist to make it as easy as possible for you. You don't have to think about it. Just do it. And then it naturally becomes a part of your habit.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, we are actually at the end of our show. So, I mean, we have just powered through a lot of amazing things. And I would love to thank all of you for being a part of my show today. And if you've missed any part of it, then we can you can listen again from 1 to 2. We've talked about, we've had just Jackie Warner on, 10 pounds in 10 days, Liza Mundy, The Richer Sex, and Robin Flips talking about registered dietitian. So what I want to do is, thank you, Sharon, for being a part of our show. Prudence, thank you. Matt on our board, and I want to always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is your greatest resource is your time. And sometimes, we don't realize that by being organized, that's what it's all about, is really taking that moment to really organize your time and, know that. And I know that's something that you do. You work with a lot of people. You've helped me, Prudence, of really kind of setting time aside to do these things that we want to do in our life.
Well, and to gain perspective on what's really important, and sometimes to let other things go that really aren't holding our purpose for right now in time. And sometimes that's hard for us. We have a loyalty to things that we've been doing for a long time, and sometimes
it just feels
time to
familiar.
Step away.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, what do you have planned for your time today?
Website. If not this weekend, by the end of this month, the website will be full going. I'm so excited. I found a fantastic person. So today I'm doing a lot of website typing and putting stuff together.
Very good. And how about you, Sharon?
Oh, I'm going to be doing some research and probably spend some time being creative, making some jewelry and stuff like that.
So. Perfect. How about you, Matt?
I'm going to go for a walk with my dog. He likes to play catch a lot, so it's that time again.
There you go.
I
know.
Long days. There go for walks.
There you go. All right, and I am actually going to get some exercising in today and some research. I'm always researching great people. And if you want to be a part of our show, give me a call at 805-419-0008. I'd love to hear from you. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And also, I want to remind you that next week, I am actually going to be on from 4 to 6 on Coach's show, Ron Tunick. And so I'm going to be Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So I'd love you to listen. If this is a hard time for you to listen, definitely join us next week. Prudence and I are going to be on, and I've got some really great guests coming on. So just, another positive flow leading into the evening. So for your drive home time. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and you have a really great day. Make your time count.